Well, this is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting for Daniel today, where I have my very special guest, Joe Olson, who is an engineer by background, but has vast interests, has been extremely successful in getting the word out, where his webs and blogs have been ranked number one. Joe, repeat that point. That is so fascinating. Tell us again.
Well, back before Google started censoring everybody online, I had a website called BothScienceSlayer.com, and my website, I had about 100 articles posted there, and I did a lot of blogging to refer people to articles where they were real well-researched articles, and you do a screen save under the category of faux science. My website came up number one, and I've got screen saves of several different conditions, but the highest was number one out of 160 million searches. So that's one guy, which I did most of my research with a 56K dial-up, which it took me an hour to download 1 meg of material. I would do research and then punch save at midnight and wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and hope that I had 6 megabytes of material so that I could do the next day's research. I had 60 articles that were posted at Canada Free Press. My most popular article at Canada Free Press was Fossil Fuel is Nuclear Waste. It was published in 2010, and in 24 hours, that article had 11,000 cross-links in 27 different languages. And to be fair, Canada Free Press had a free language translation bar that was in 27 languages. The first article I wrote at Canada Free Press was One Pleasant Day in Runnymede, about when they signed the Magna Carta in 1215. And that article, I went over to a friend's house, and he said, if you put in quotation marks a unique group of words that's like the title to your article, it will pull up just that. We pulled it up, and in less than 3 hours, I had 300 cross-links, and I was in 6 languages.
Joe, you're
finally speak English.
Joe, you're a phenomenon. Is Faux Science Slayer still up and available on the internet?
No, but I've been able to find that some of my articles that had been cross-linked at other sites, and I still have the URL, and so it's just a matter of being able to recover and start posting back to that website.
Well, I want you to let our audience know where they can find your work, Joe. I mean, you can do it now, and then we'll return to this issue before we conclude our conversation today.
Right. I'm co-founder of Principa Scientific. We founded that science organization with some of the lead authors of our book, which is Slaying the Sky Dragon, which was published in 2010. December, the ebook came out and the English printed version came out. And then in January, the American version came out. And so several of the authors from that book got together and decided that we were going to have a scientific organization that could do the same type of peer review that was being done by the sham universities. And we would have honest reviewers. And so we formed Principa Scientific International. They've got a branch in Australia, and they've got probably, I'd say, 24 of my articles there. If you go to archive, Joseph A. Olson, PE at Canada Free Press, 60 of my articles are at Canada Free Press. Interestingly enough, one of those groups of articles is 10 articles that I wrote on the Big Bang and the hoax about the expanding universe. And the reason why they had to do that hoax, you wonder why they lie about absolutely everything. We live in a world that's so much different than the world that they have us believing we live in. And the thing that was really odd is that I found an article that was interview with Edwin Hubble, December 14th, 1936, when he said that the expanding universe was a hoax, and that as soon as he got the 200-inch polymer telescope, he would be able to prove it was a hoax. And then in 1949, they got the Hubble telescope, I mean, not the Hubble, the Mount Polymer 200-inch telescope installed, and he was able to prove it. And the day that he got his notice from the Nobel Prize Committee that he was going to be accepted for a Nobel Prize, which hadn't included astronomy in the physics prize section, he had a heart attack and died. So.
Well, Joe, this is a huge issue, which I hope we might discuss on another occasion. Let me give the audience an idea of what I think is actually going on here, the big picture, and why it's so mysterious and there's so much false information being published. It appears that historically, in 1871, Ulysses S. Grant, then our 18th president, found himself presiding over a bankrupt republic, and that he sought to establish solvency through European bankers, including the Rothschilds, who agreed to assist if the United States were to turn into a corporation, a legal entity, the United States of America, all in caps, that would have the assets of the republic as collateral, which Ulysses S. Grant agreed to do. Now, as fortuitous as it could possibly be, Donald Trump, as a businessman, had extensive dealing with corporations. He knows when to hold them. He knows when to fold them. And 18 months before the inauguration, he filed papers in London to dissolve the United States of America Corporation and to have all of its assets revert to the United States of America, the Republic, as of 23:59, that's 1 minute before midnight on the 19th of January, 2021, the day before the inauguration. So if this is a correct accounting, for which I have multiple sources, then Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were inaugurated as the president and the vice president of a defunct corporation. Now, I have multiple reports of the following kind, that they have been locked out of the White House, that they have been denied access to Pentagon ground, forbidden to enter Pentagon ground, something I find especially telling. We know Biden is being told what to say when he's in a public setting, by means of an earpiece. He recently walked past a Marine and was told, salute the Marine. Instead of saluting the Marine, however, he simply said, salute the Marine and walk past. More tellingly, Marines that are there for ceremonial purpose are not saluting Joe Biden. Now, as a former Marine Corps officer, I can assure you the Marine Corps is a highly disciplined organization, and it can only be the case that they are not saluting Joe Biden because they are under orders not to salute Joe Biden because the Pentagon does not recognize him to be the commander-in-chief. Now, it appears that on the 6th of January, the 9th of January, the Saturday following the disruption at the Capitol, which was organized in order to keep the discussion of voter fraud from taking place and also to demonize Donald Trump to set up for this faux impeachment, that, in fact, he signed the Insurrection Act and that the military and FEMA have been in charge thereafter. Let me explain why this makes good sense. It's important that Donald Trump not be a party to a sweep that I believe is taking place of corrupt figures and traitors in the American government, because so many of them are Democrats, though by no means all, that Donald Trump, were he in charge, would be attacked as a dictator, as a tyrant, and the like. I mean, you can imagine when he simply gives a peaceful talk at the Ellipse, he's attacked for an insurrection, that an incitement. When none of that is the case, imagine what they would do were his political enemies to be rounded up. It's being carried out by the military, because the military is aware that the election was stolen. I mean, this was grand theft election. And we're getting other reports that tend to substantiate it. Let me also add, the inauguration was fake. It was filmed in advance. You're not going to hear this from the mainstream, but I have many sources on this and can confirm it from my own observation, watching the inauguration take place in real time, or so I thought. I was astonished that it was taking place 10 or 15 minutes early. That means it wasn't noon Eastern time, but it was 11:50 or even 11:45 when it was taking place, which in and of itself invalidates this cannot have been a proper inauguration. We also have evidence it was pre-recorded. It was done as a video event. There were multiple reasons, including that I believe many of the associates and supporters of Biden and all these corrupt acts were worried that they'd be too tempting a target for arrest. Many of you may recall the fireworks display. Well, no one in Washington saw that stunning fireworks display we saw at the end of the inauguration ceremony. Also, we have parties who are shown in the inauguration footage, a woman in white and a woman in pink, for example, at two different locations in such a brief interval of time, it would have been impossible for them to have moved had this been a real-time event. And where we have Jill Biden's shoes changing from tan to blue to tan, and where I have a colleague who told me that she was watching the inauguration and switching channels, and the different channels were showing the different stages of the inauguration. In other words, they weren't synchronized. This is all stunning and outrageous, but makes perfect sense if this was not a bona fide, legally valid event. Indeed, I will offer further reasons for believing that the man who was inaugurated is not the man who served as senator for all those years, and that the amount of fraud being perpetrated by the Democratic Party is absolutely staggering, mind-boggling. Meanwhile, we have reports that are consistent with what I'm explaining here, but which I'm unable to verify, including the following, which was actually from last Wednesday, that special operations units, including 4,000 deputized National Guard soldiers acting as U.S. Marshals, have served indictments on or were about to arrest 67% of Congress. Early Monday morning, 25 Jan, between 3 and 6 a.m., that would have been Saturday evening, military vans, buses, and police cars, along with a multitude of police and military troops, were very busy at a blacked-out White House. Even though the mass media have refused to report it, the U.S. has been functioning under martial law since Saturday, January 9th. An interim military government is actually running the show, and they see Biden as a treasonous agent. A few days before his inauguration, due to foreign interference in the 2020 election, Trump had signed the Insurgency Act, declared martial law, and deferred his power to the U.S. military. Now, Mustang Medic has footage showing many buses and vans, some marked as military, entering the Capitol grounds. People were getting out of their cars, showing IDs to guards, and then walking. I got a clip here I'm going to share with Joe. There is a commentary that goes with it, and we'll just remark about it.
Seems like they're prepping for to herd them all in. But they're not in the Capitol, though, right? They're not in the Capitol building. Aren't they in their apartments or houses or condos or whatever they are? What could this be? I can't figure it out. From what I understand, that this is, again, this is called chatter because I've only heard it online and I can't back it up with multiple sources, but this whole operation was set up to let them commit treason so they would certify an election that constitutionally cannot be certified, and all of the people that created treason, does anybody know how many indictments have been created? This guy's in those vans. Look at this. And what's bizarre is all the buses are different companies. Venture Tours, Flixbus, Newtons. We got Enterprise trucks. And then we got these really weird buses right here. I've never seen a bus like that. Has any of you?
Let me just add that what we're getting here is a report of the events that actually occurred with all these vehicles. I believe they had buses from different companies, so it wouldn't be obvious the scale of the operation. In fact, they may have needed more buses than one company could provide, but if there had been a huge number from the same company, it would have been obvious. Also, the bus they couldn't identify appears to me, based upon my military experience, to be a prisoner transport bus. Now, Joe, we're in an area involving a bit of speculation where we're putting together some data points. I'd welcome your thoughts and commentary, whether you are in agreement or not.
Well, let's put it this way. There's a host of folks that need to be in orange jumpsuits and body bags. And that would include the 10,000 members of the Senior Executive Service, which Field McDonald was instrumental in exposing about 6 or 8 years ago, been covered extensively at a site called aimfortruth.org. They've got the plumb books, which is the directory of these people, and they got their salaries. They got their annual bonuses, which are like they start off at a G10 spot.
It's
they're making
state.
$100,000, $150,000 a year, and then they get $30,000 a year bonus. And this includes people like you wouldn't even believe. Most of the people that are involved in the current puppet show are members of the Senior Executive Service. But to back up for just a second, the cause of the Civil War was actually the Morrill-Tariff Act, and we don't have time to get into it today, but you and I will discuss it at a future time. I recommend that anybody that's new to this particular aspect of reality see a movie called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, a documentary 45 minutes long by Michael Rivero, previously at Forbidden Knowledge. I'm not sure it's been posted numerous places. It's really a great summary of how they stage set all of these wars. And the British stage set the Civil War and bankrupted us so they could get us into the Third Charter, which ended when Andrew Jackson ended the Second Charter. So it's just a continuation of the previous First Charter by Alexander Hamilton. The Second Charter, I believe, was by Madison, and then the third was by Ulysses S. Grant, who by all accounts was a drunk and a brutal war criminal.
Well, yes, Grant, but let me say one of the other interesting aspects of all of this is that there are unusual structures going up on the side of the Capitol facing the Grant Memorial. And if I read it right, Joe, and I'm showing you a couple of photographs here from this structure, this may well be for the inauguration of Donald Trump as the 19th president of the United States of the Republic on the 4th of March, which was the original date specified by the Constitution. Now, I can't guarantee you all of that, but I can guarantee you that Joe Biden has been signing these executive orders on a sound stage made up to resemble the Oval Office, but not the Oval Office, and that the guy who's signing these documents has a very different signature than Joe Biden. Where I published a piece from Zero Hedge entitled Six Warning Signs from Biden's First Week in Office, suggesting, you know, his gross abuse of executive orders, but also that all this appears to be imminent in terms of more warmongering in relation to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria, where Donald Trump was pulling our troops out, and where, remarkably enough, he's been nominated for a second time for a Nobel Peace Prize for all of his efforts in the Middle East, which Biden, of course, whoever he may be, is in the process of reversing. He's going to promote vaccination passports to, you know, impose even if you're not required to get a vaccination, you're going to have a vaccination passport showing you've been vaccinated. Cue's public facilities. He's already imposing a mask mandate on any federal-owned territory. This is all egregious and abusive and unscientific. Here's a photograph of the two, and you can see their ears are different. How the ears of the imposter, I call him the actor, come down and connect clearly to the skin, but Joe's ears turn up. He has what's known as a pendant earlobe. Here you can see a closer view. This is also a matter of, you know, the Biden's cabinet is supposed to be the most diverse, but it's not really. He's bringing back, like, Undersecretary for State Victoria Nuland and neocon warmonger, mastermind of the coup in Ukraine in 2014, married to Robert Kagan, another neocon war member, incoming Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, another imperialist, believe me. And here you can see the signatures difference, Joe. Joe Biden signed by writing J-O-E. The J is like a straight line Biden. The imposter writes the line as though it were Joe's J, but it's much fainter with a period following it. No O-E for Joe, but an R middle initial Biden Jr., which Joe Biden did not do. So as I mentioned, he's changing the policy in the Middle East to be a wartime policy. And they're also going after domestic terrorism. And here, Joe, you can see that the signature of the person who is signing these documents is not the signature of Joe Biden, who was a senator from Delaware for all those years, which you can see in that image. So John Brennan, who's the former head of the CIA and an accomplished war criminal, is declaring that we're going to have a domestic terrorism policy where you can expect the words extremist, bigot, racist to be a few that will have their meanings totally revised. Conspiracy theorists will be used a lot, too. We'll be right back.
On to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2, and it's made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting for Daniel today on the Power Hour Nation with you all. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley and admired her beyond words. Here's another example of news you're not going to get from the mainstream. We had a report of a U.S.-led coalition killing a top ISIS terrorist leader. Here's part of the report. A top terrorist ISIS leader was killed during a coalition airstrike led by the United States in Iraq, officials announced Friday. Coalition spokesman Wayne Marotto said in a statement the airstrike on Wednesday killed 10 ISIS terrorists, including Jabbar Salman Ali Faran al-Isawi. Part of a joint mission between the U.S. and Iraqi forces where a similar announcement came from the Iraqi prime minister. So this was supposed to be the senior Daesh leader in Iraq, where Daesh is a word also used for ISIS. Now, what they're not going to tell you is that ISIS was a terrorist army created by the United States in 2012. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, John Brennan, director of the CIA, and Barack Obama, president, believed it was a good idea to create a terrorist army to put pressure on the democratically elected president of Syria. And yes, if you missed the memo, Syria is already a democracy. So we can't be in Syria to bring democracy to Syria and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. It was opposed by Michael Flynn, who was then the director of national intelligence. And because of his opposition, John Brennan recommended to Barack Obama that Michael Flynn should be fired, which Barack Obama obligingly did. Now, when Donald Trump selected Michael Flynn to be his national security advisor, the deep state had to do something because Michael Flynn knew where the bodies were buried. He would have cut through all the smoke and mirrors and not allowed the intel agencies to play the new president. So they went after him hammers and tongs. Now he's been exonerated appropriately pardoned, and I believe will play a major role in the new Trump administration. But we even have documents from the 2012 Defense Intelligence Agency document. West will facilitate rise of Islamic State in order to isolate the Syrian regime. Here's another. How we know ISIS was made in the USA. Many of the members are sporting U.S. Army tattoos. Here's a report from the New York Times. John McCain can't shake what they're calling falsehoods about ties to ISIS. And then they publish a photograph showing John McCain with the head of ISIS in the background, al-Baghdadi. I mean, how bad is that? He can't shake the ties because they're not falsehoods. In Washington, D.C., ISIS was known as John McCain's army. We even have not the moon landing, a staged ISIS beheading video hacked from a John McCain staffer showing them faking a beheading video on a soundstage, just as they're faking Joe Biden in the Oval Office today. It's outrageous. And the reason why, I think, or one of the many, they are opposing Trump is because he actually didn't get the United States into any new wars. Here's a review of the bidding. U.S. presidents and their wars. Ronald Reagan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wars. George H.W. Bush, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bill Clinton, 1, 2, 3. George W. Bush, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Barack Obama, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Donald Trump, 0, 0, 0. Let that sink in. Meanwhile, Iran is declaring it's not going to comply with the nuclear deal until the U.S. lifts the sanction. If there were anything good and decent about Joe Biden, he would lift the sanctions. It's a matter about which I've been very critical of Donald Trump, because these sanctions are a form of collective punishment. They are proscribed by international law, just as when we impose similar sanctions on Iraq. It led to the death of 500,000 Iraqi infants, which Madeleine Albright, then Secretary of State, excused as being a permissible collateral damage. Well, it's utterly inhumane and outrageous. Meanwhile, and this is really a fascinating, brand new development getting a huge amount of attention now, Trump is voicing support for embattled Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, brand new, fresh from Georgia, who filed impeachment charges against Joe Biden her very first day in office, which was very, very appropriate. She talks about a phone call she got from Donald. I had a great call with my all-time favorite POTUS, President Trump, she wrote in a string of Twitter posts. I'm so grateful for his support. And more importantly, the people of this country are absolutely 100% loyal to him, because he's 100% loyal to the people and America first. I think that's exactly right. Marjorie Taylor Greene has also spoken out about Sandy Hook, where I brought together 13 experts, including 6 current or retired PhD professors, and we established a school that had been closed by 2008, that it was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards, that there were no students there, that it was a two-day FEMA exercise, technically a mass casualty drill involving children, for which we even found the manual, which I included as Appendix A. Of necessity, therefore, Amazon had to ban the book. So that, well, it went on sale on 22 October 2015, and it sold nearly 500 copies. Amazon banned it on 19 November, when I released it for free as a PDF. A friend of mine who follows these things tells me it's been downloaded 10 million times. Well, to try to thwart that, they brought a phony lawsuit against me to get a judgment that was in violation of the statutes and protocols that govern a summary judgment for an alleged defamation. It was completely improper, and it's under appeal, where I expect the finding to be reversed. But in the meanwhile, since a judge ruled that I had committed a defamation, which I do not believe for a second, they have used the court's decision to intimidate those who are releasing the book as a PDF for free. I guarantee access to the book will be restored once the appellate court has ruled and reversed this completely inappropriate finding by the court. Meanwhile, I have published on many other of these events by bringing other groups of experts together, including the Boston bombing, Orlando and Dallas, Charlottesville, Parkland, and of course the moon landing. And all of those books have been banned as well. It's stunning. Mike Palachek, my series editor, and I, where I edited the books, but where he had suggested the title, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, and also, I think, the title for the sequel. And I suppose we didn't go to the moon either, which someone might say, hearing, you know, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, that seems so incredible to them, they might say, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either. Well, boys and girls, we didn't go to the moon either. No, no, no. You can find the books, the six banned books, at moonrockbooks.com. But she's spoken out about Parkland. And I have a lot about Parkland. I've discussed it extensively. In fact, you can find videos on a whole lot of false flags at my website called JimTheConspiracyGuy.com. JimTheConspiracyGuy.com. And where I had a show way back when Parkland took place with Gary Null on his PRN.FM network, called Conspiracy Guy. It was at 9 p.m. Eastern in the evening on Wednesdays. I had done 65 shows, so I'd been around for well over a year when he banned me for exposing what was happening at Parkland. He called it depressing content. I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. The truth isn't supposed to overjoy us. We're supposed to celebrate it because it's true. Where I exposed, among other points, that they use a training dummy with no head and no arms and a pool of fake blood in a classroom at Parkland in order to promote the hoax. But where, when you know what's going on and take a closer look, you can see it's fraudulent. Here, I'll play it for you. You won't be able to see it, but I'll offer commentary. You'll notice right off the bat, you have girls who are doing their best to try to scream out as though they were really terrified when they are not. One's worried about her bottled water. Another's on her iPod. You got a kid bowling his putts. The camera swings around, and you can see the training dummy lying there in a pool of fake blood. You got another student hanging his arm as though he'd been shot when he obviously had not. And you got persons in police uniforms rushing in and out. I'll give you the punchline there in a moment. Just listen to this. Worried about the bottled water on the iPod, pulling his putts, police carrying out an allegedly injured, which would require a medic, not a cop. Cameras panning around. You're going to see the body on the ground, black training dummy, no head, no arms, in a pool of fake blood. Kid holding his arm, totally fake. Look how many are going in and out in police uniforms. Now, Joe, if you watch that, you might think, wow, those Parkland cops are really Johnny on the spot. If you didn't know that Parkland gave up its police force in 2004 to save money, and those are actors in police uniforms. How embarrassingly bad is that? So I'm a huge fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think she's absolutely spot on. She's creating a sensation, and because these Democrats who call themselves liberals are anything but. They want to suppress freedom of speech. They want to suppress anyone who disagrees with them. They're moving to have her thrown out of the House of Representatives, but she was elected with 75% of the vote in her district. I don't think it's going to happen. I applaud her. And if you want to learn more about Sandy Hook or Parkland, you can find more about Parkland by going to JimTheConspiracyGuy.com and scroll down to one of the later shows where I talk about Gary Knoll giving me the boot from PRN.FM for exposing what happened at Parkland. Or you can go online on BitChute, for example, to see Sandy Hook update, Tracy loses, Wolfgang wins, the deep state strikes back, where I give proof after proof after proof that Sandy Hook was a fraud, and even show how the where we learned, even after the publication of the book, how they faked the kids at Sandy Hook by using photographs of older kids when they were younger. Thus, if you get to see the video version, I'm showing Joe how we created a GIF to show that Noah Posner was very photogenic. And you'll see in the latest reports about Alex Jones being sued and the judge letting the wolves go after him was a fictional character made out of photographs of his older stepbrother, Michael Vabner, when he was a child. So here you can see Noah Posner turn into Michael Vabner, or as it were, Michael Vabner turn into Noah Posner, all completely fraudulent and outrageous. You can find that on BitChute. Check it out. Joe, I'm so pleased to have you here today. You're welcome to comment on any of the issues I've been addressing.
All right, let's back up and hit ISIS real quick. Can you hear me?
Sure, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, all right. That was CIA Operation Zero Footprint, which shipped tens of thousands of automatic weapons and millions of rounds of ammunition into Tunisia, Yemen, Egypt, then Libya, and then they took the Libyan arms and shipped them out of Benghazi into Syria. Eyewitnesses to that are James and Joanna Moratti, and they have a video called LibyanWarTheTruth.com. Obama killed 250,000 black people in Libya, and today you can buy a black man on the streets of Tripoli for $100. That's what Obama did for slavery and for black lives that don't matter. They shipped the weapons, the man pads that they had previously sold to Gaddafi, to Syria, and in Syria they killed 500,000 Christians and probably a 250,000 Kurds, Iraqis, and Syrians. So that's what our leadership has been doing, because they love war. All wars are bankers' wars, and this is just a continuation of that. So, and I'm really happy that M.T. Green is in Congress, and I hope she keeps sticking it to them, and I hope she keeps exposing the rhinos for what they are. I hope there's plenty of orange jumpsuits so we can escort these people out of the country to a place where they really belong.
Oh, Joe, I like every comment you're making, because so many believe Barack Obama was some kind of saint when he's actually a villain. He has committed enormous damage to the United States. And here's a new political cartoon attacking Marjorie Taylor Greene for making a series of assertions. Let me talk about them. Because virtually every single one of these assertions are attributing to Marjorie Taylor Greene is true. And I can vouch for it based upon my own research. I can show you where to find substantiation. A plane did not fly into the Pentagon. David Hogg is a crisis actor. Democrats are satanic pedophiles. Islamic invasion, Obama deep state, 9/11 is a government hoax. School shootings are staged. Pizzagate. Soros is a Nazi. Charlottesville was an inside job. Clinton kill this. Kill Pelosi. Trump won. And here you have a progressive saying, yikes, another QAnon nut job has infiltrated Congress, and showing an elephant saying, yup, We just put her on the education committee. Now, that's supposed to be shocking to us because in the popular belief, those claims are false. And if you listen to the mainstream, you'd conclude that. But the fact is, you can also find works of mine that show virtually every claim she's making here intended to debunk her are actually provably true. A plane did not fly into the Pentagon. David Hogg was a crisis actor. He appears, in fact, the Pentagon plane flight 77 wasn't even in the air that day. I substantiate all this in 9/11, who was responsible and why on BitChute. David Hogg is a crisis actor. He actually appears to have graduated from Laguna Shoals High School and then transferred to Parkland. His father works with the FBI on staging events. He even admitted 6 hours after he spoke live at March for Our Lives that he had gone home because they released all the kids from Parkland. It was Valentine's Day. They let them all go at 1 p.m. And he forgot he had to be back at the school for the stage shooting. So he got on his bike and rode back. I mean, ask yourself, how does that fit in? That was broadcast over CBS. Democrats are satanic pedophiles. Well, not all Democrats, but certainly Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and a host of others. And if you go to JimTheConspiracyGuy.com, if you have the stomach for it, watch my expose of Pizzagate. Very thoroughgoing. Islamic invasion. Well, this really was Trump trying to restrict the number of immigrants who were being allowed in from countries where terrorism was rampant. It wasn't actually an anti-Muslim ban. It just happened those countries in the Middle East that he was blocking were Muslim. But he wasn't banning Muslims from other parts of the country like Southeast Asia, Indonesia, for example, maybe the most populous Muslim country in the world. So it's all been distorted for political purposes. Obama, deep state, no doubt about it. His ties go way, way back. Even Donald Trump was even right about the death certificate. I've investigated this issue rather extensively. And Obama was actually born in Kenya, where they have a monument to the first American president, the first Kenyan president of America, not knowing there cannot be a Kenyan president of America. 9/11 is a government hoax. Check it out. 9/11, who was responsible and why? It was motivated by Israel. Bibi Netanyahu appears to have been the brain trust behind it to create an incident that could be used to leverage the United States' entry into the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that serve as a counterbalance, Israel's domination of the entire region, to expand to the greater Israel of Zionist aspirations, which includes a big chunk of Egypt, of Saudi Arabia, of Syria, of Iraq, all of Jordan, all of Lebanon. It's very clear what was going on and would have prevailed but for the entry of Russia and Iran at the request of the democratically elected Syrian government. School shootings are staged. Well, look, just go to moonrockbooks.com and you can see the documentation and the proof. An excellent place to go, by the way, is also at jimtheconspiracyguy.com, because I have there a two-parter called How to Spot a False Flag, Part 1, How to Spot a False Flag, Part 2, I believe there are shows number 5 and 6 of 60 shows I have there exposing conspiracies and false flags. 60. So it's a veritable bonanza. And I cover 15 or more of these events in How to Spot a False Flag Parts 1 and 2. Pizzagate. Remember, I have the whole episode on, on Pizzagate as the American franchise of Pedogate. You can also find that. Charlottesville was an inside job. They had multiple takes. George Soros was busing in Antifa and Black Lives Matter there, even on the same bus. Terry McAuliffe, who was then the governor, in concert with the mayor of Charlottesville, had the Charlottesville police stand down so he could use the Virginia State Police to channel them into a violent confrontation with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Then they had the staged car crash where there were two different vehicles, both Dodge Challengers, one with a racing stripe, one without, one with a sunroof, one without, two different drivers, the 20-year-old diagnosed schizophrenic with thick prescription glasses, and a 32-year-old military combat veteran who commands a battalion of reservists in Ohio who is actually driving the vehicle. Clinton, you can find this all laid out in spades. I mean, I'm telling you, they had two or three takes there, too, and even used a Photoshopped image in the New York Times. It's disgusting. Clinton killed this up to about 200 at this point in time. Trump won, killed Pelosi. Let me turn it around the other way. Nancy Pelosi tried to assassinate Donald Trump at the State of the Union last year. She had a poison palm. We have a lip reader who is even reading the lips of the members of Congress talking about the post-Trump America, that he would die about 2 hours after the State of the Union from a heart attack induced by the poison. When she extended her hand in an odd way to not reveal it, Trump refused to shake her hand. He knew what was going on. And this is where she tore up his State of the Union. Joe, it's just stunning the lies to which we are subjected. And I commend, I honor, I am tremendously impressed by having at least one truth speaker in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, and I couldn't read the fine print on the number of wars that Clinton was involved in, but let's don't forget, Rwanda massacred 600,000 blacks during Slick Willie's term, and he had a month notification of that and did absolutely nothing.
Joe, thanks for being here today, my friend. It's great for joining us today.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.